President Biden vowing to make it very, very difficult for Russian President Putin to take military action in Ukraine, saying his administration is putting together a comprehensive set of initiatives to curb Russian aggression. The president offered the measure, warning to Putin amid growing concern after the Russian buildup of troops. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of nice spring-like days is not quite over yet, but next week will be very different. For today and tomorrow, high temperature will be in the mid-70s both days. We're dry, sun and cloud mix. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Even on Sunday, I think we're still headed for the mid-70s, but that's the last dry, warm day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in Sunday night and first half of the day on Monday, and big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Authorities are on the lookout for William Dix Jr. He's wanted for stealing pressure washers, vacuum cleaners, and computers from Lowe's and Sam's Club. Also, they're on the search for 41-year-old Ellen Barkley. She's also known as Ellen Grayson. She's accused of burglary and theft. It happened between September 25th and October 5th, between midnight to 8:30 in the 900 block of Macklemore Drive. Grayson is a white female standing 5'9", weighing about 140 pounds. If you have any information on these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Pike Road football team has won the 5A state championship. The Patriots soundly defeated Pleasant Grove 51-14. And the Troy Trojans have a new head football coach this morning. Kentucky co-defensive coordinator John Summerall will replace Chip Lindsey, who was fired last month after three seasons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. April Marie Fogel here. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble.
Hello.
Been a solid 3 days since I've said anything or tried to put anything on air I wasn't allowed to say. I'm getting that dry erase board. Days since I had to be dumped. And then we'll just reverse it. Like the little white, you know, the little notebooks you pull off our dry erase board. Well, on the line, I have with me Dr. Dan Sutter from Troy University. How is it going today?
Good. How are you?
We are doing well over here. We have been discussing a lot of just inside baseball within the existing races. So we're going to switch gears a little and talk a little policy. Now, by way of background, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a professor of economics at Troy University. I've done research in a number of different areas of economics, including public choice and natural disasters. And I write a column on economics and public policy issues. And I also host a show that's on the Troy University's Trojan Vision channel.
All right. You can find that column, listeners, by the way, on one of the places it's run is on Alabama Today. That's altoday.com. We'll have today's most recent column by Dr. Sutter up in just a few minutes. I don't think it's up yet, but it shall be before our conversation is over. I reached out to you today because we had a listener who had a question, and I thought, well, dadgum, I'm going to get somebody on here who might be able to answer this. And so the question is, if unemployment numbers are so low, why are companies having such a hard time finding employees? And we're seeing the talk of a worker shortage or labor shortage in specific markets pretty frequently. Kind of what would you attribute that to?
Well, when the unemployment rate is low, unemployment rate is the percentage of people who are either working or looking for a job who are trying to who don't currently have a job. So right now we have relatively few. We're almost down to the levels that we were before the pandemic. Very relatively few percentage of people are unemployed. So as the lower the unemployment rate gets, presumably the tighter the labor market's going to be. So that's a big part of it. When the unemployment is low, it's going to be harder for employers to find people to take their jobs.
So we just have more jobs right now.
Well, yeah, and that's another part of it. You know, what we really have right now, we're running about 10 million unfilled jobs, jobs that employers are trying to fill. Just for comparison, pre-pandemic, the average was about 6 million. So there's about 4 million more unfilled jobs now than there normally would be.
And so what do you think the long term, how does this come to even out? How do, and in the short term, we're seeing various things happen economically with inflation being high, supply chain crisis. There's so many things at play here. As an economist looking at this, kind of what happens next? What needs to fall into place to get some of these jobs filled, some things back on track?
Well, that's a good question. And certainly the thing to note is that right now, although the unemployment rate is close to where it was before the pandemic, there are about 4 million fewer Americans working than there were before the pandemic. So and that's about equal to that 4 million more jobs that are unfilled now than there were previously. So it's as if we've had 4 million people stop working. Now, why? You know, people are researching that. There's been a lot of theories offered. We certainly see an increase in these numbers of jobs that are unfilled across most areas of the economy. It's a little more in some areas than others. So that's really sort of the big question from an economic standpoint. We're trying to produce goods and services with about 4 million fewer people working than just, you know, what, 18, 20 months ago.
There is quite a lot, a lot of moving parts here. In Alabama, it really, our government seems to be focused, our governor specifically, and we continue to see this push for jobs, jobs, jobs. When we don't have the marketplace or the employees to sustain that, what is the solution? Where should our state resources be going? Are we looking to attract more? Clearly, it's a combination of things.
It's probably a combination of things. So, you've got 4 million people who are not working now, or 4 million fewer people not working than before the pandemic. So, there's probably thousands of different reasons involved. So, everybody's circumstances are different. And so, and it's also not clear to what extent government policy at this point is, behind this. We know certainly that there were a lot of policies related to the pandemic that affected the people's working. The enhanced unemployment benefits were a big one. Then there's also the school closures, and people, we know a lot of women had to drop out of the labor force to stay home with their children as they were in remote schooling. So there were some factors like that, but most all of the country now is back to face-to-face schooling. And the unemployment benefits have expired. So is it just a matter of, it's going to take a little while for people to get back into the, for those 4 million workers to sort of come back? Or is there something more involved?
That really is a struggle. We do have some emphasis going to kind of a workforce training and development in this state, and that being something that I guess we have to see, but it will take time for the fruits of that labor to pay off as well.
Yeah, and one of the things that we have seen is like a reduction in teenage unemployment, because the teenagers usually have the highest unemployment rate. You can sort of understand that because they're just entering the labor force. But it's encouraging in that to see tight labor market is turning into better job opportunities for teenagers who are interested in working.
Right. So that is one part of it. There's so much to this. And I thought, let me get you on. Well, let's switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about this week's column that you wrote and we're going to just to overview this for the audience, and then we're going to hit a quick break and then come back and discuss it. What was this week's column for you about?
Well, let's see. I finished these, and I'm already thinking about the next one. It's going to take a second here.
I'm sorry. So it's should policy views disqualify a nominee?
Yes. So the office of the Comptroller of the Currency's nominee, Soleil Omarova, and whether some of her views that she's expressed in her research should disqualify her from a position regulating banking.
All right. Well, we are going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Joey, Joey's usually the one who hits on Federal Reserve and monetary policy. So we're switching gears a little bit. He may even have a question or two for you. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. We have Dr. Dan Sutter on the line. We have just kind of wrapped up a conversation about jobs and the employment rates, and we are going to come back with this week's column, which you can find just shortly on Alabama Today, altoday.com. Back in a moment.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Eating the last slice of pumpkin pie? Power move. Buying your own gifts? Power move. Switching to crazy fast gig speed internet from WOW? Power move. Get the speed you need with gig speed internet for just $64.99 a month. Plus, get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today.
After the promotional period, HBO Max will auto-renew at then prevailing rate. Limited to new customers with auto-pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Today, your Savior was born in Davidstown. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in pieces of cloth and lying in a feeding box. You know, that story never gets old. We pray that this holiday season, you will be surrounded by the Christ Jesus, family, and friends. So from our family at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Montgomery and Prattville, to your family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yeah. Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Afternoon, everyone. On the line, I've got Dr. Daniel Sutter. Give us a little bit, for those who missed the first segment, Daniel Sutter is with Troy University. He's a professor of economics and also has a host of the, how do you say the name of your program?
E-Conversations.
There you go. on Trojan Vision. So your most recent column, and it really goes to the heart, that you are talking specifically about a Biden nominee, but it goes to the heart of some of the more, the political nature of appointees to positions that don't necessarily need to be political. Talk a little bit about the paper and this person you're describing here.
Well, okay, so in some of her research, this Cornell University law professor, Professor Omarova, has offered some ideas for reshaping the banking industry. And, some people have described it as like an end to banking as we know it. But it certainly... some of the things she was suggesting or exploring or proposing would be a very radical change. Part of it that banks would take in deposits and then turn them over essentially to the Federal Reserve, and then the Federal Reserve would largely make loans or allocate credit in our economy. So, that would be a very different system that we have now. And some people have attributed it to the fact that Professor Omarova grew up in the former Soviet Union, went to college there in the Soviet Union. I'm not sure that has anything to do with it, really. But it certainly offers some of these, I guess what you could consider pretty radical suggestions or ideas about reforming the economy, about the reforming finance.
Well, and when we look at her background, so for those who aren't familiar, this is Biden's nominee for the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which is an independent bureau of the U.S. Department of the Treasury, which charters, regulates, and supervises all national banks and federal savings associations, as well as the federal branches and agencies of foreign banks. So there is quite a responsibility to this position, and some of her research and statements are proving a little tough to swallow. And the question you have is this something that should be taken into consideration? And while you don't necessarily argue a point, the fact of the matter is there are individuals who might be as qualified without these views.
Yeah, I think that would certainly be the case. So that's a bit of a puzzle. I'm an economist, so I'll leave it to others to offer a political, go into the politics of this. But I'm sure that there would be other candidates who could be appointed to this position who haven't made such controversial statements. And so it certainly sounds, and it would likely end up implementing the same policies that the president would, the president and Democrats might want to see implemented here. So, why keep somebody who's sort of like, why hit the beehive and stir up a hornet's nest when seemingly it could be avoided?
Well, I'm looking at information about the OCC because this is, you know, it's so funny because my knowledge and experience about the Fed all boils down to when I first got into the Tea Party movement. I read Audit the Fed, the book Audit the Fed, and then I listened to Ron Paul before Rand Paul really got into the Fed conversations. And so this is an office that is incredibly important and yet is incredibly also kind of understated in terms of what we the public know about it and how we talk about it.
Yes, they are the main regulator for banks that are chartered, nationally chartered. Many banks are have state charters, so they don't regulate all the banks in the United States in this fashion. And there are other government agencies like the FDIC and the Federal Reserve who have some regulatory authority over the banks as well. So, but there are some of the largest banks are nationally chartered, and so they fall under the OCC. And so this is a relatively important office.
I feel like we could do a monetary policy hour and kind of nerd out on some of these some of the behind the scenes that a lot of people don't recognize. But bottom lining this is that Joe Biden kind of promised to run have a moderate administration, and he's putting people who have espoused pretty extreme views, even if it's by way of research topic, in some of these very important positions.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously academic research a lot of times is speculative. I've written papers, you know, where you're trying to imagine something that doesn't exist in reality and then think of, you know, try and think it through is just as something to consider. But, you know, I think there is definitely an indication here that, Professor Omarova is not certainly wants to see greater government control over the over loans. And I think that's a really harmful thing for our economy. We see it not only in the United States, but across countries as well. I mean, when the government gets into allocating credit, economies don't grow as fast. You end up with a lot of money being wasted you get locked into investing in companies that you stay with way too long, and so that it's really troubling, you know, to hear a nominee for a major position like this think that the government should be a lot more involved in financial markets.
Well, and you know, getting back to kind of that idea is we're looking at who is regulating our financial markets. And we're looking hands on what they're going to be doing. And do you feel like this is something that should be more mainstream? People should pay more attention to. And how do you even get into, beyond reading your column? How does one really start to understand the influences of the OCC or the Fed or other financially the behind the scenes financial part of the government?
It's hard, and I think that's one of the real problems here, because you know, when people's like pensions of funds or investment funds aren't earning as good of returns as they could be otherwise, it's very hard to know exactly why that is. So it's very hard to hold. But you know, if it's a political pressure that's being put on pensions or other investors to invest in the Green New Deal or other politically favored causes, it's very hard to know, you know, why your pension isn't earning as much money as you think it should be. And it's very hard to hold politicians accountable, especially when it's done sort of through these back channel ways. And I think that's a very big problem for democracy generally. If people have to know what politicians are doing so we can actually, you know, offer an opinion as to whether we think they should be doing it.
And these jobs are intended to be non-political, which is the bottom line of the questions you're posing here is there are people who have the regulatory experience or at least the education behind the regulatory side of this thing who do not believe in pursuing those Green New Deals, Build Back Better, those highly polarizing political projects that that an administration like the Biden administration is pursuing.
Yes, yes. Although, I mean, the pressure is also coming on banks and other, you know, and pensions from other regulatory agencies. So, like one nomination here, I don't think is going to change or stop a lot of that pressure and other from other agencies.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I think we should do it more regularly. You have an area of expertise that I feel like we should de-wonkify for just everyday conversation so people understand how the things that are affecting them and their bank accounts, their pocketbooks, their small businesses, what the policies behind that is. When we started running your column, that is part of the reason why is I really do feel like there is a mysticism to some of the economic policies and people involved in this nation that that we have a responsibility, those of us with a platform or you with the know-how, to kind of connect and get into the public discord.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly, and thanks very much for having me on, and thanks for running my column all these years. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Well, you before you go, tell our listeners where they can find you online, maybe find episodes of your show if that's available online, or how to contact you.
The e-conversations is available on YouTube. If you miss it live, Troy Trojan Vision, just search for e-conversations and Troy Trojan Vision, and I can be reached at dsutter@troy.edu.
You got it. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and like I said, we'll do it again soon.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, you are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. That was Dr. Dan Sutter, who is with Troy University. He talks all things economics. I look at his columns and then I look at it and I think, okay, sometimes I have to, just as easily as this topic, I have to kind of look into a little bit more more background as someone who is not familiar with all of the different wonky agencies out there who control our regulatory on the banking side and money side. When we come back, in real life this time, we're going to have, and I'm going to give a hard time to Dale Jackson. He's going to call in after this next break. Before we hit this next break, I do want to remind you of Dylan Rings. You've heard me tell you all about our good friends over at Dylan Rings before. You can find them. You can find them online or at Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N Rings on Facebook and at DylanRings.com. They're at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. And whatever your style is, from antique to contemporary to edgy, that's how I describe my personal jewelry style, more traditional, whatever it is, everyday timeless classics, you can get them over at Dylan Rings. And Josh and Leslie are just two of the most incredibly kind individuals. I was talking to Leslie last night about getting a locket. And I'll tell you, whatever your Christmas list includes, you can get your jewelry over there. So whether you're looking to shop for your wife, your daughter, your mother, they have something for everybody, for every price point, and for every taste. Josh can even design you something. So if you see something and you want to replicate it, or you have an idea in mind of something you've seen but you want to do a little differently, they can do that. Every now and again, I'll come across a piece of jewelry and it'll be in yellow gold. Well, I don't wear yellow gold. I only wear white gold or silver. And so they have the ability to kind of make your vision a reality with Josh's incredible talents over there. They do have some incredible, I was looking at them yesterday, some incredible unique stones that Josh has in just fantastic colors. They are all ready for Christmas. So do check them out. Tell them April Marie sent you. If you go in during the hours of the show, you're going to hear them on your radio. That's Josh and Leslie over at Dylan Rings. We're going to hit a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will, in theory, have Dale Jackson, who says he's out doing some of his wife's honey-do list, which I guess if I've ever heard an excuse for being late for a radio segment, that's a good one. Back in just a moment. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, team, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of nice spring-like days is not quite over yet, but next week will be very different. For today and tomorrow, high temperature will be in the mid-70s both days. We're dry, sun and cloud mix. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Even on Sunday, I think we're still headed for the mid-70s, but that's the last dry, warm day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in Sunday night and first half of the day on Monday, and big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
I have a very serious question for you, Joey Clark. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Candy canes or no candy canes to eat and then for decorations on your Christmas tree?
No, I don't like candy canes for either.
I bought two packages of candy canes yesterday, and we're going to hang them on the first pack on the tree, and then throughout the next several weeks, we will just walk by and pull them off, and then I will eventually have to open the second pack of candy canes and put them on the tree. It is one of my Christmas... I don't know why they don't sell candy canes all year long, by the way. Candy canes are phenomenal. I feel like I need you to do that in a Donald Trump voice, by the way. You made that face and it had your Donald Trump face. Candy canes are the best candy that's not chocolate. What I'll do is when Christmas is over, I'll buy them on sale and I'll eat them into February.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I just thought I'd throw that controversial.
I didn't know you were a member of Al Qaeda. Like, what in the world? Candy cane? Ew.
Do you want to know what made me think of this? Is I can see a candy cane and it's out of reach. And it would take so much effort to get up and get the candy cane, but I can't. And so that's the hill I'm going to die on today, that candy canes are one of the absolute best parts of Christmas. Before we get to Dale Jackson, who I am hoping and assuming is on the line over there. Aha, we do have him. I want to remind you guys one last time, Mortgage Corporation of the South, your go-to mortgage and loan center, high atop the mountain in Wetumpka. You can check them out and visit them there. When you call us, don't forget to ask to get into, be put into the Mortgage Corporation of the drawing. Denise, 272-9228, if you want to claim your Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card. We will be doing the Sweet Creek drawing shortly after this segment. But Mortgage Corporation of the South, they can help you if you are looking to get financed for a home. They can do that in as little as 1 hour. Looking to refinance, looking to get into a VA program or make sure you're in the best VA program. Or if you're looking for one of their equity loans, they can help you get cash out of your automobile, your land, or your home. So call MCS at 567-9000, 567-9000. You're going to get a real person, non-automated system, and they can help you make your next move your best move. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender, good friend of this program. Tell them April Murray sent you. All right. On the line here, we have Dale Jackson. Hiya, Dale.
Hello, how are you?
You know, we're doing well today. I said, you were doing part of, I understand, your wife's honey-do list. Is that what was going on?
I had the day off, so it's like, let's go here, let's go here. You're not doing anything. Let's go here, let's go here. And I was like, don't want to do any of that stuff, but I did.
But you did it. And so nobody can be upset when you you miss a call in because honey-do list is critical, especially during these holiday times. Before we get to the important issues at hand, candy canes, yay or nay as a candy?
I'm a yes on that. Yeah. After anything peppermint, I'm good.
Same here. Joey
I'm
was
surrounded by terrorists. They're gross.
Joey was bah humbugging the fact that we put candy canes on the Christmas tree and then we eat them until we have to replace them off of the Christmas tree.
I don't even put them on the tree. I just keep them in the pantry and eat them.
There you go. All right. Well, Jeff Poor had a take today that I was dying to get you on to get your take on. He thinks Donald Trump.
Let me stop right there. Hold on. Let me stop right there. He's wrong. All right. Continue.
He thinks Donald Trump, given all of the recent Katie Britt news, Donald Trump could possibly walk back his strong support and endorsement of Mo Brooks.
I had
to ask you about it. Never going to happen?
I just don't see it. If that does, it just undoes Donald Trump completely, because then every endorsement he has is in play and could be moved. I just don't see it. I don't see that being something you're going to want to do.
I couldn't imagine it. I could imagine him scaling back or asking Mo Brooks to step up and scale up his campaign efforts. But I could not. I'm with you. I think Jeff Poor is totally missing the mark on this. He said this earlier today on the show, and I was like, really? Really? Donald, you think Trump, Donald Trump could do that?
Donald Trump needs Mo Brooks to win. Yeah, I mean, if anyone is more closely tied to Donald Trump in January 6th and all that other stuff, and then Mo Brooks, who's out there running right now, I don't know who it is. And he's the guy who shows up in all the clips and all the other stuff where they pretend taking names and kicking ass is like some sort of thing they've never heard before and they're mortally wounded by it. They have to, if he has to come in here and drag Mo Brooks by himself across the finish line, that's what he's going to do.
All right. It looks like Governor Kay Ivey is running towards Trump these days. Trump this, Trump that. Too little, too late? Or do you think she can get herself good in the mind of Trump voters?
It all depends what Trump decides to do. If he comes into the race and goes against her and says, I'm supporting Linda Blanchard, which is what everyone seems to think is going to happen. I don't know why Trump would do that. But again, I could be wrong on both these things, because Trump does what Trump wants to do when Trump wants to do it, whether it makes sense for him or not. I think that it's possible that he could drag her into like a runoff. If you've got Linda Blanchard and Tim James, who's going to announce here soon, and running against her, get her into a runoff, and then you could beat her. I mean, I think it's very possible.
So KIV, well, and you said that before. You think KIV is beatable. I think the run towards Trump after an administration where she really hasn't been a vocal Trump person is very telling about where she is looking at her own internal numbers and at the polling.
She doesn't say anything about anything. She's just there. I mean, she clearly is just clearly a figurehead to think about. She's not leading on anything, and that's how you get her.
Yeah. Well, and so when you say, I don't know why the president would jump in, I think the president jumps in because it's easy prey there. I mean, and someone's going to get me for saying that, but it's easy enough to challenge a governor who has a lukewarm agenda, especially when he's seeing and living DeSantis every day. This country loves that, the big personalities, and that KIV certainly does not have.
But Linda Blanchard's not that either. I mean, that's the thing. Like, everyone's looking like at Linda Blanchard like if those are the options. Those aren't going to be the options. Linda Blanchard is, I'm sorry, and I'm going to get some guff for this. She's boring. And she is just kind of, seems like she's uninformed when she talks about stuff. And the interview I had with her, I was like very underwhelmed. So I don't think that she's going to be someone that's going to be able to get out there and move the needle. Maybe the Trump endorsement says something, but like I said, I think if I'm Tim James, I love hearing this because a Trump endorsement for Linda Blanchard doesn't make her a threat to him. He makes Tim James a threat to her because it drags her down. It hurts KIV, but I don't think it helps Linda Blanchard all that much.
All right. Well, I have seen candidates change their tune, especially early on. She's not a political person, so we'll see. Let's shift gears a little bit. Back to the U.S. Senate race. There was a lot of brouhaha over the Tuberville picture. Tuberville and Katie Britt at a fundraiser in which some other U.S. senators were throwing their support behind her. Are you reading a lot into this? Or are you going to take it at face value when he says he's not weighing in?
Are we not useful idiots or what? I mean, are we all not just useful idiots? Here's what happened. She holds a press conference in Washington, or excuse me, a meeting or a fundraiser, excuse me, in Washington, D.C., with all the people that have supported Tommy Tuberville and other Republicans and Richard Shelby and stuff like that. She invites, you know, senators to come to this thing, and they do. And then, let me send this text to this political animal or that political animal. And then we see things like Todd Stacey did, which was brilliant. I mean, let's just be real about it. Todd Stacey, I'm at an Auburn game, and I just can't believe this, but I've received this text message with this picture, and I need to share it with you on social media. I'm not saying anything about this, but look at this. Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt. And he did exactly what he should have done, but he also did exactly what they wanted her to do. And it is, put that out there and be like, hey, what is this? So yeah, of course, yes, it is a big deal. And it matters. And it looks like an endorsement. And then Tuberville comes out the next day and goes, whoa, hold on one second. I'm just giving you I'm just giving a professional courtesy here. And I think a lot of people are misreading this. I'm not picking a side. I'll go to both these events. You know, these are my voters too. And I think that's a completely reasonable way to look at it. If you want to read a lot into it, you can. If you don't want to read a lot into it, you can rationalize it away.
So you're not reading
a lot into it. And that's not a criticism of Todd Stacey for what he did, but it's just, you know, it's obvious what the play is, and it was a smart play by the Britt campaign and all them to make sure that they got it out in that way where it wasn't a tweet or anything. Instead, it was all of us putting the story, hey, did you hear the Tuberville was at this thing? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean?
Right. I think you're right. So you're not reading a lot into it except for some good gamesmanship. Is what you're saying, bottom line.
It'll move the needle. I mean, that moves the needle. It definitely is designed to look as if Tuberville is supporting, and more people will get that in their head than will read the denial that it supports.
Well, I think that's interesting. Can you stick around for one more minute and discuss? We have tongues a wagging about Matt Murphy leaving the state, sure. and how that impacts a little bit of talk radio in Alabama.
Okay, sure.
All right, we are gonna discuss that. We have Dale Jackson on the line. We are gonna hit a quick break when we come back. We will. Do you want to do it now, Joey, or when we come back?
Hit the break now, yeah.
We're going to hit the break now, and when we come back, we will draw the winner for Sweet Creek. Back in just a moment.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home, and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom under garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Hello, this is your Congressman Barry Moore. Are you a veteran in need of assistance with the VA? Do you need help accessing service records or disputing a disability ratings claim? My office and I are here to serve you and would love to help you if we can. Please visit my website, barrymoore.house.gov. Or call my office, 334-478-6330.
This ad is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Good afternoon. As we enter the final segment of today's Straight Talk with April Marie. First things first, before we close out the segment with a little insider baseball in terms of Alabama Talk Radio, we have to announce our Sweet Creek winner of the week. Joey, you have put our names to the random number generator, and we have a winner?
Yeah, I'm just going to announce it. Charlie, give us a call. Charlie, you're the winner of the Sweet Creek gift basket. Give us a call.
Charlie, 272-9228. All right, we have Dale Jackson on the line. Dale, kind of big news for those who listen to Alabama Talk Radio. Matt Murphy.
It's good news. It's good news for people that listen to Alabama Talk Radio.
Matt Murphy is leaving to head to Nashville to take over for Phil Valentine's show.
Mm-hmm. It's great. I mean, it's a huge move for him. It's a legendary station. It's a job that any talk show host should want. So, yeah, congratulations to him. It's awesome.
Now, you have had a two-hour show in Birmingham?
Yes, the original News and Views.
Oh no, I don't know if Joey's going to allow that to stand. He is in fact the host of News and Views.
I thought it was such a unique name when I took it over.
Again, y'all can wrestle over it.
Yeah.
What do you think this means as people kind of move around? There aren't a lot of new names or newcomers in talk radio, as far as I know. I'm one of the newer people. Me and Yaffe are kind of the newbies in this state. What do you kind of make of this big name leaving?
No, it's a huge deal. I mean, look, Murphy and I are probably two of, or if not the two longest consistently employed talk show hosts in the state of Alabama, probably in the country, to be honest with you. Going on, he's been on the air, I think, with very little downtime, over 21 years, me 17 years, stuff like that. So it's a big deal. He takes with him a lot of institutional knowledge about Alabama politics and a lot of knowledge about that radio station he's on there, the Birmingham market, and the state of Alabama as a whole. So it's a big hole that they got to fill there. And I think that it's very interesting to see what they're going to end up doing. I mean, yeah, it opens the door for other people and other voices, and that's always a good thing.
You have any interest in moving to Birmingham?
Oh, no, I'm not. That's not happening. I can tell you that's not happening. I mean, I already know what they're going to do because I'm on that radio station. Yeah, I'm staying right where I am for now.
All right. For now. You heard it here. For now.
No, hold on. I am not. Listen to me and listen. Make it 100% clear. I will not be moving from that time slot from 10 to noon on Talk 99.5. I will not be moving at all.
That was a very Fauci Biden-esque for now.
Well, okay, maybe it sounded that way, but let me just make it clear. No. I will not be taking over for Matt Murphy, that's for sure.
All right. Well, I do appreciate you taking the time to call in. You get back to that lovely wife of yours and your honey-do list, your errands to run. Tell our listeners real quick where they can find you.
Yeah, anywhere. Just Google Dale Jackson. You'll find me on Twitter, Facebook, at the Dale Jackson on Yellowhammer. Got some new videos that I've been working on. They're coming around. You got to go check them out on my Facebook page. Lots of fun stuff there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Dale. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right. Take care. I thought I was getting some inside scoop there when he said not now.
You journalists.
Okay. Well, while we've got a few more minutes, I want to say again, Denise, you are the MCS winner, and Charlie, you are the Sweet Creek winner. You don't want to go all weekend without calling to claim your prize. You've got another like 6 or 7 minutes to do so. 272-9228 is that call in number. Oof, it's been a day, Joey.
Yeah.
It's been a week, actually.
It has. The week has been a week.
The week has been a week.
The weather outside is, it's weather.
What? The weather outside is warm. It is unseasonably warm today, and I don't know what to make of this. Wait, what are the parents missing now? This can't be. Good Lord Almighty. You can't make this up. All right. Well, we're gonna keep watching on what's going on with the school shooting, the parents' involvement, and sure enough, it looks like a fugitive team is searching for the parents who are now as I said earlier in the show, are being charged with involuntary manslaughter for their son getting the firearms. Wow. Shall we?
Mm-hmm.
People be crazy.
Yes, yes, they are. No, and there's a common pattern to this that when you delve into, and it's not exactly a fun thing to do, but you go all the way back to Columbine or so many of the shootings, especially at schools you see with young men, there's a common psychological profile there. And it's very, very unfortunate that they didn't do anything and intervene, because he was very much manifesting all those signs. It wasn't like they had to read between the lines. From what you said earlier, he was outright saying what he was going to do. So,
yes, it really is something else, I tell you. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this week's program in just a couple minutes. A reminder, Santa's at Sweet Creek. Reminder, just be kind, pay it forward. I'm really emphasizing that a lot. It is a rough and tumble world out there. I appreciate all of the prayers this week, all of the comments, all of the call-ins, all of the text messages. Supporting me as my father's illness has somewhat remained steady, with the exception of he does now have the tracheotomy. Is that what the word I'm looking for? Mm-hmm. He's been trached. He now has a fever, but he continues to fight. He is a fighter. And so keep your prayers coming. His name is John Fogel. Pray for him. Pray for my little brother, who's also a John Fogel. It is tough. Pray for the loved ones out there, the first responders. Do your part to do something kind for those around you. It doesn't take much in this day and age, but I have been brought to tears by some of the acts of kindness, even this week, of listeners and friends. And so if you get the opportunity to do something kind, especially for someone who is going through a little something, holidays are a tough time. They're a tough time to be under such a tremendous amount of stress. You know, one of my greatest challenges right now is not just keeping it together myself, but keeping it together and making sure that my children aren't impacted by my grief and my levels of stress and that sort of thing. And so as you look at the world around you, have consideration. I guess that's the most and best I can ask for, Joey.
Yes. And it works too. The prayer works.
It does work. It does work. Next week, when we come back, we'll continue covering our statewide races. We'll have some guests in studio with me. I wanted to mention it again because I heard from him. The Montgomery County GOP dinner is next Tuesday night. So if you were interested in that, look them up, the Montgomery GOP dinner. And if you are going, the Montgomery County dinner, I want to meet you. Come introduce yourself. I will be there. So hunt me down in a good way. In a not insane way, hunt me down and find me, introduce yourself. I enjoy meeting listeners, especially those, you know, people say, well, I don't call. Well, I love hearing from those who don't call. I love meeting and seeing those who don't call necessarily because sometimes y'all give me a perspective different than those who call in every day and regularly. So give us check that out. It's next Tuesday. It will be, you can get your tickets still. I was looking for the Facebook group. It's Montgomery GOP on Facebook. Montgomery GOP. You can still buy the tickets. It's December 7th at 6:30 at the RSA Center. Steve Marshall will be the featured guest there. Jesse Lynn will be singing, and I will be there looking to meet as many of you guys as I can. With that note, we're going to wrap up today. Let Greg Budell and lovely Rosie, Joey's.
Well, you still have 2 minutes left, and somebody sent you a piece of mail with some lovely Christmas stickers, gingerbread houses. It's beautiful, but it's addressed to April Marie Fogle here at our address at the studio in this beautiful red Hallmark envelope. Should I open it?
No, don't open it. I will get it on Monday.
It smells a little bit like anthrax, but luckily I've built up a tolerance, so be careful. Yeah,
oh my gosh. Speaking of which, while we were on air, it looks like a student was vaping in a school. A Tennessee student was vaping, and the vape pen has exposed the school resource officer and the nurse to fentanyl.
Oh, nice.
What are kids doing these days? A vape pen brought by a high school student in Madisonville, Tennessee, exposed two school resource officers and a nurse to fentanyl. The student was arrested and and those exposed were given Narcan. But what the what?
He's just chasing the dragon.
Still never hurt anybody, but use that. Thank you to the person who sent me the card. I will be back in studio today. Today was, as you could probably have tell, a little bit better day in terms of how I am coming to accept my father's illness and that really all the stress, all the tears in the world isn't going to change God's plan. The only thing that can do that are prayers. And we're gonna see how this goes. So I will be back in studio on Monday, and again I will.